Designer George Gomez said that at Midway in the early 80s, the only pressure the game designers really had was the pressure they put on themselves, because Midway, A, had forgotten their development group existed because it was located off-site, B, didn't think video games would ever be as profitable as pinball after the great video game crash of 83-84, or C, was living off a gravy train of Japanese licensed games, which at one point saw them cranking out almost 1,200 Pac-Man games a day.